Today, I will talk about trading setups. What are those and why are they important? Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host, Robert. Here you will learn how to trade like a money ninja. Let's get started. All right, so what is meant by setups? In trading, the term setup usually refers to a set of specific conditions or criteria that must be met in order to identify a potential trade. For example, a setup can contain the following conditions: a chart pattern, indicator signal, fundamental factors, market conditions or market environment. And the setup also includes criteria such as entry and exit points, stop loss levels, and profit targets. So what are not setups? Not setups are pure gut feeling, subjective opinions, expert tips, voodoo techniques like magic numbers, magic levels, or purely interpreted patterns, or pure gambling. So why are setups important? You must have a setup that has an edge. Edge means competitive advantage, and without this edge, you will not be able to trade profitably in the long run. Only if you have a clearly defined setup with an edge will you be able to trade successfully year in and year out. Without a setup, you are gambling, and in the end, your pockets are empty. So here are some examples of setups. One, there's breakout setups. This means that you're looking for a breakout out of a predefined price range to enter a trade exactly at the point of the breakout, or maybe even to sell short the stock if you're identifying a breakout to the downside. Next one is trend following setup. This is an attempt to take a buy or sell position in the direction of the prevailing trend. For example, by paying attention to certain technical indicators that confirm the trend. Then there are pullback setups. This is the process of looking for a decrease in price within an uptrend or an increase within a downtrend to open a buy or sell position. Then there's mean reversion setup. This is an attempt to identify a trend reversal in order to open a buy or sell position. For example, looking for divergences or reversal patterns. And there's also news setups. This looks for trading opportunities based on price-moving news events. For example, due to surprisingly strong earnings figures. This news event is also called catalyst or trigger. There are also seasonality setups. This is an attempt to take advantage of seasonal trends or patterns in a particular market or trading instrument to open a buy or sell position. So how do you learn a setup? First of all, don't try to reinvent the wheel. I would argue that all setups that have an edge have been found already. So try to copy what other successful traders are doing and don't try to reinvent the wheel. Also, a setup needs to be based on market structure for it to work in the long run. I already talked about market structure in another episode. Again, market structure describes the inherent characteristics of the stock market. Only if a strategy or a setup is based on these inherent characteristics, it will work in the long run. Next, if you really want to learn a setup, focus. Why is it important to focus on one setup? Because if you really want to develop expertise in something, you have to focus. And once you've mastered that one setup, then you can move on and learn the next one. If you try to run into all directions at the same time, it's not going to work. And then stick to your setup, have clear rules and follow those rules. Again, you have to develop expertise. You have to become a specialist and constantly analyze your trading. Learn from mistakes. Do what works and avoid what doesn't. All right, let me end this episode today with a short reminder. I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. This ebook shows you 18 of the inherent characteristics of the stock market. You need to be aware of these natural laws if you want to become a profitable trader. You can now download the ebook completely for free on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. I will also put the link in the description. May the women to be with you. Until next time, bye-bye.